Next is a progress note on Charlotte Billings. Sorry, not Charlotte. So it's Joanne Perrigo. Last name Perrigo is P-E-R-I-G-O. First name Joanne, J-O-A-N-N. Place is Argentine Care Center. Date was October 25th, 2022. The paragraph is Perrigo was seen regarding dementia, diabetes mellitus, history of atrial fibrillation, hypothyroidism, osteoarthritis, etc. In paragraph history, physically Mrs. Perrigo is doing reasonably well, period. She's debilitated, not ambulatory, but she's more or less better than she was when she arrived and when she was in the hospital 2 years ago, period. Her dementia is very severe, period. Interesting, she could tell me what the state is, but nothing else pertaining to orientation, period. She did not know the month, year, season, day of the week, or date, and she could not tell me the place, city, county, or floor, period. New paragraph, osteoarthritis is baseline. She didn't have any pain at rest, period. She does have an adjustment disorder with depressed mood and with anxiety and a major depressive disorder, as well as severe dementia, period. The nursing staff states that she yells a lot and screams and is in distress, period. This is in spite of being on Zyprexa, Depakote, and Ativan, period. Her blood pressure is always 10 on the low side, and she's on Midodrine, period. Pressure still 10s on the lower side, period. However, it's stable, period. She has no specific hypothyroid symptoms, period. She's on levothyroxine, period. Her sugars fluctuate. Her last one was 189. And most sugars are in the upper 100s, period. New paragraph. Review of systems. She was a bit drowsy, period. She stays up late at night, and I saw her at about 10:30 in the morning. She was quiet, period. She did not admit to any pain, dyspnea, nausea, dysuria, or other specific physical symptoms, period. She seemed comfortable. Past history is positive for Alzheimer's disease, sacral pressure ulcer, which is resolved. Diabetes mellitus type 2, metabolic encephalopathy, unspecified atrial fibrillation, hypothyroidism, hypotension, dash idiopathic, dementia, adjustment disorder is noted. She has a pacemaker and hypothyroidism and sick sinus syndrome. In paragraph examination, she's not acutely distressed or ill-appearing. She was comfortable, and I did wake her up from her sleep to talk to her, and she was quieter than she sometimes is. Temperature 97.3, pulse 73, respiratory rate 17, blood pressure 90 over 64, O2 saturation 98%. Weight 162.8, height 5 feet 4 inches, BMI 27.94. Head and neck, pupils equal and reactive, eyelids and conjunctiva normal, extraocular are normal, oral mucosa normal. Neck, negative for mass or nodes. Lungs, quiet breath sounds due to poor effort, period. No wheezes or crackles or heard, period. There's no accessory muscle use for breathing. Cardiovascular, normal S1-S2, no gout, no murmur. There's no significant edema. Abdomen soft and not tender. Mental status, she's oriented only to the state but to nothing else, period. She's oriented to person. Affect seem normal, period. Musculoskeletal, there's no acute joint inflammation or effusion. Skin was intact, warm and dry without major lesions. New paragraph assessment and plan. One, Mrs. Perigo has diabetes mellitus type 2 with hyperglycemia period. At this point in time, oops.
Perigo's not anything for diabetes this week.
What's that?
Perigo's not anything for diabetes this week. Sugar in high level.
Perigo? Yeah, no, she's not. Just
I might start her on something.
I don't think she is.
No, she isn't.
Okay. I'm going to start her maybe 5 units of Lantus at night, okay?
Give her how much?
Five units of
Lantus. Okay.
She's not in any current medications for this, so I will start her on Lantus 5 units nightly to see if it gets the sugars down just a little bit. I do wish to avoid hypoglycemia. But most sugars... are a bit on the high side, period. New paragraph 2, she has severe dementia. At this point in time, I do not believe she would benefit from a cholinesterase inhibitor. 3, she has unspecified chronic atrial fibrillation, and heart rate is stable, and she has a pacemaker for 6 sinus syndrome, period. I'll continue Eliquis 5 milligrams daily, period. 4, she has hypothyroidism, which is clinically stable. I will continue levothyroxine 125 micrograms daily, period. 6, she has dementia with severe agitation at times. I will continue Zyprexa 10 milligrams twice a day, plus Depakote-R 250 milligrams twice a day, and increase her Ativan to 1 milligram 3 times a day, period. 7, she has idiopathic hypotension. I will continue Mitodrin 5 milligrams 3 times a day, period. Yeah.